From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level meeting about the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday said he will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Germany this week and then with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. The meeting will come amid more than 2 weeks of violence in Israel. 10 people were wounded. One soldier was killed when gunmen opened fire at a bus station in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. One attacker was killed by police. The Pentagon has confirmed a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed a top militant in northwest Syria last week. The Pentagon says Saudi national Sanafi al-Masr was killed Thursday. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and a longtime jihadist. Iran and the nations and groups involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of sanctions against Iran. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day, the day when the parties involved will begin taking steps to carry out the provisions of the agreement. President Barack Obama called the day an important milestone. The European Union Sunday adopted a legislative framework that begins the process of eventually lifting sanctions against Iran. Voting in a long-awaited election for a new parliament opened Sunday in half of Egypt's provinces. The government is trying to complete a roadmap to democracy implemented following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as the country's president. The first phase involves 14 provinces voting Sunday and Monday, and the remaining areas will go to the polls in early December. This is VOA News.